Colossians chapter number 3. I want to read a few verses here, and there is a family message that's sandwiched in between the two verses that I want to look at. So for the context, I'm going to read that too, but I'm not going to preach on the family this afternoon. And but I want to start reading in verse number 15. Colossians chapter 3, verse 15 says, "And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord." And verse 17, "And whatsoever ye do, in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as it is fit in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives, and be not bitter against them. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing unto the Lord. Fathers, provoke not your children to anger, lest they be discouraged. Servants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service as men pleasers, but in singleness of heart, fearing God. And whatsoever ye do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ. But he that doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong which he hath done, and there is no respect of persons." I'm looking at verse 17 and verse number 23 with the word whatsoever. I almost entitled this afternoon simply, "It means everything." Whatsoever, it means everything. And it says in verse 17, "And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him." Verse 23, "And whatsoever ye do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men." I want you, if you would, for a few moments, just to think about anything that you do in your life. You say, "Well, Pastor, it probably doesn't mean this." It means everything. And whatsoever ye do. I don't believe that this is an accident that those two verses actually sandwich about every relationship that we would have in our lives. The husband-wife relationship, the children-parents relationship, the boss and employee relationship, whatsoever ye do. I'm amazed after I was studying throughout this week at how many times the word whatsoever is actually used throughout the scriptures. It's mentioned the most times in one verse over in Philippians chapter 4. Whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things, and over in the same verse. But I want to share two thoughts in this subject matter, and really the two thoughts is this: who we do whatsoever for, and how we do whatsoever. So first of all, the who on why we do whatsoever. He says, "And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus." Verse 23. "And whatsoever ye do, do it heartily." How? "As to the Lord." The who by which we do anything is understanding that we are doing it for the Lord. Now, when we begin to understand that, may I remind us that all of a sudden our list of priorities ought to automatically be changing. Someone asked me one time, we were talking about music. And I said, "Well, let me ask you this, whatever genre of music you want to fill in the blank with, can you say at that moment that you are doing that for the Lord?" You say, "Well, I don't know if that's the case." Okay. Whatever your watching, can you say, I'm doing that in the name of the Lord? Whatever you're speaking, can you say in word or deed, I'm doing this for the Lord? No, I wouldn't even want the Lord to hear me saying that. Guess what? He already did. In fact, he knew. So if we start putting things in context, understanding that everything that I do, I need to be realizing and I ought to be doing it to the Lord. What about that relationship? Is it pure? Is it holy? Are you sneaking around? I'm doing this for the Lord. Oh, really? I found out this. If I don't want my wife to know I'm doing it, I'm probably not doing it to the Lord. Comes down pretty simple. I'm not talking about a surprise birthday party, okay? Doing it for the Lord. Now, what is it this past week that you would have to say, if you took every word and every deed over this past week and it was listed down? I'm not one to keep using the example of saying, what if all of our deeds were put up here on this screen? I don't want that. You don't want that. What if you had a list and at the end of the week, it was printed off for you. Here is every word and every deed that you said or did this week, just for you personally, for you personally. And then you had to come down and you had to either put for God or for me beside everything that was listed. I believe many times in life, we forget who we are supposed to be living for. Who our life is supposed to be for. You say, no, I'm going to live my life. Now, hold on. The Bible teaches us that we've been bought with a price. Paul also said in relationship to him, he said, the life that I now live, I live according to the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. If we were to look at every word, every detail, are we able to say every word, every deed, every attitude, every thought, every action this past week, can we say, I have no problem saying it, I did it in the name of the Lord? Now listen, there's some things that I don't believe the Lord would want to lay claim to in our lives. I believe he'd say, don't say you're doing that in my name. You ever had to say that to someone? Hey, don't blame that on me. Don't say you're doing that with my authority. No. Hey, listen, I do the best. And you don't know my pet peeve lately? Miscommunication. And I'm going out of my way. If you take it the wrong way, when I'm tired of miscommunication. Hey, this happened. I'm going to say this is why this happened and this is how it happened. And I'm going to straighten that communication out, miscommunication. That's how things get started. And I'm saying, hey, I want every word, every deed. Who am I doing it for? How much of your 168 hours this past week was spent for self and how much was spent for the Lord? That you were doing it in the name of the Lord. Now listen, you can go to work and work, and I believe you ought to. I'm going to preach at some point. Listen, there's some husbands, there's some fathers. They need to settle into some jobs, take care of their family. Well, I don't really like my job. Name one person that likes... Checking in, checking out. I mean, yes. So I love my job. I'm just standing in fact. It's a way God's given to you to be able to take care of your family. I believe you need to settle in. Do it all in the name of the Lord. Settle in. I'm bouncing. 1,500 jobs by the time. Resume is 18 pages long. And they're 26 years old. Anyway, I'm just saying, settle in. Do it in the name of the Lord. Take care of what God's given to you. Our jobs, our ministries, our words. What is it? The privacy of home. Can we say that my words, even to my wife, are in the name of the Lord? To our spouse. But it's not just the who are we doing it for, but how are we doing it? You see, the Bible says here, yes, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus. But down in verse number 23, he says, and whatsoever ye do, do it heartily. You know, can I explain to you? I mean, you might have a difficult time understanding. Put your heart into it. And not just put your heart into it, put all your heart into it. What if that relationship, what if your service for the Lord, what if we didn't go into things half-hearted? Now, I'm not just talking about a relationship. Our number one relationship ought to be between us and God. What if this coming week, everything that we did it wholeheartedly, not for the boss. You say, I'm tired of working for the big guys, for they can get their wallets a little bit fatter. You're not doing it for them. You're doing it for the Lord. Because the Lord's giving you a wife. The Lord's giving you kids. The Lord's giving you bills and a place to be able to live and to be able to take care of. Listen, you're doing it for what the Lord's entrusted you with. Why not put your heart into it? Now, what if, besides just the physical things in life here, we understand that our relationship with God, what if our ministry for God, we put our heart into it? You ever had someone come along? How many here have ever been in a position, either now or previously, that you've had someone under your responsibility, they've worked and responded to you? Okay? You've been their boss. I'm putting it that way. You've been their boss, they respond. You ever had someone show up for work and they're just half-hearted? Don't you just want to kick them as hard as you can to get going? Half-heartedly. I do. Now, I'm just saying, Bible says here, and whatsoever we do, he didn't say only if you like it. He didn't say if they say thank you, because listen, do it heartily. Why? As to the Lord. What if we realized every breath we take, every part of our life, we're doing it for the Lord? I had a man tell me, and it actually changed my life several years ago. He said, Pastor, he said, God doesn't have me in what we call full-time ministry. He said, I'm not pastoring. He said, I'm not a missionary evangelist somewhere. He said, I'm not there. He said, you know something? He said, I was drudging. I don't like going to work. I don't like... I said, well, name someone who does. Wouldn't it be great if we all sat at home and just got a paycheck? Hey, it's what you did during COVID. And don't worry, watch out for November because they might be pushing it again. Okay? Now listen, he said this. He said, then God got a hold of my heart one day. And he said, do you understand? He said, my job. He said, when God got a hold of my heart, he said, I started realizing my job's not for that person that I work for. He said, my job's for the Lord. And he said, that's how God's given to me to be able to pay for a place for my wife and kids to be able to live. He said, God's given me that to, as a way to be able to put food on the table. He said, to be able to have a car, to be able to transport. He said, then I realized, he said, took it a step further. He said, God gave me that job, he said, to be able to give to the church. He said, God gave me that job, he said, to be able to help support missionaries, to be able to go around this world. He said, listen, he said, when God got a hold of my, and this was a private conversation that him and I were having. He said, when God got a hold of my heart and I realized that whatsoever I do, I need to do it for the Lord. Just like it is God that is saying, hey, would you sweep that floor? That it's God saying, hey, would you take care of that right there? It's God saying, he said, when I started realizing that, and I started realizing what God had for me. He said, it changed my life. He said, I don't dread getting up in the morning. He said, because I'm going. He said, for all these other reasons that God's put in my heart. Now listen, who are we doing it for? And how are we doing it? Are we doing it half-hearted? You say, well, there may be some ladies that are here and saying, well, I'm off the hook. I don't have to go punch a clock. I wonder if you're putting your full heart into raising your kids. Your husband, thank the Lord. Hey, listen, and I know not every household is like this. Not every household is making it off the one income. I understand that, and there may be some side things. I understand all that. But the ones where it's possible and the husband's going out and laboring and bringing home the bacon and taking care of the family. I wonder if you're pouring everything you can into helping raise and guide those kids. While daddy's off bringing the paycheck home. Are you doing it heartily as to the Lord? Or I wonder if actually our FaceTime or our screen time would actually add up to be more than our FaceTime with our kids. because we spend more time on that, and they spend more time in front of a screen, we spend more time in front of a screen than we actually spend face to face when God's given an opportunity, and we ought to do it heartily as to the Lord. It's not a family message. I'm just saying, who are we doing things for? Name anything in your life and answer the question, who do we do it for? Name anything in your life and say, why am I doing it? How am I doing it? Am I doing it heartily as to the Lord? There may be some things need to be cut out of your life if you can't say, I'm doing this for the Lord. If the Lord wouldn't say, thank you for doing that for me, there might be some things the Lord would say, yeah, you don't ought not to be doing that. Oh, Lord, hey, I get in an argument with my wife, and we never get in an argument, okay? I do exactly what I'm told. So I never get in an argument. But listen, what if we did? I mean, one in a blue moon. What if we got in an argument? And I get done. Listen, I've given her a piece of my mind, and I get done it and say, in Jesus' name. Priscilla, that wouldn't be good. No, I'm doing this in Jesus' name. No, that wouldn't be good. Then maybe I shouldn't have done it in the first place. If I can't get done doing anything and say, in Jesus' name, you want to attribute God and the name of Christ to every deed that we have? I think it changed some things, Brother Tom. If I'm thinking that way, I think it would stop some things. And I've just been burdened throughout this week because, listen, it goes back to motive and it goes back to the object of my motive. Now, if I'm doing it for me, there's going to be some things I can't say I'm doing it for God and I'm doing it with all my heart. The problem is sometimes the things for us we put more heart into than the things we do for God. And I'm asking the Lord to be able to help us with that. Now, listen, apply it wherever you need to in your life. And ask the Lord, Lord, I want to be able to say that whatsoever I'm doing in word or deed, I'm doing it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. Lord, I'm so thankful I just had that argument and told my wife off. That doesn't fit, does it? It doesn't fit. But am I reading the Bible out of context? That's exactly what the Bible's saying. And whatsoever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord. Oh, I put my whole heart into that argument as to the Lord. And not to men. I said this. I said, I'd hate to be arguing with my wife and really giving her up the road and the Lord come back. And I'm face to face with my Savior. I didn't mean that. Whatsoever you do. What is it that you could put in that? Just as the encouragement today, just as the challenge to search our hearts and lives, are we putting all of it in? Purity? Doctrine, actions, job, are we really, whatsoever we do, it means everything. Everything. Just do a quick search on how many times the word whatsoever is used in the Scripture. It means everything. I'm asking the Lord to be able to help us with that, that I'll search my life and say, whatsoever I do, am I able to do it? Now, here's the reason for all of it, and I'll close. Verses 24 and 25. Because we're going to receive the inheritance. No one, we're going to receive of the Lord. Now listen, for the right and the wrong. The wrongdoers are going to receive their reward too. I wonder what it's going to be. Here's all the whatsoevers you did in God's name and for the Lord. And here's all the whatsoevers you did for me. Myself. I wonder if the Lord's going to show us all that. And then we're going to lose rewards for what we did in our name and for ourselves. May God help us to understand whatsoever we do, it means everything. There's nothing. Nothing that's left out. This is the equivalent for things as whosoever is for people. This is the equivalent. Okay? Whatsoever. Put your heart into it. Not for pastor. Not even for your spouse. Not even for that relationship. Put it into it for God. And see what the Lord would do. I believe it'd make a difference, don't you?